buccaneers and landlovers alike, gather round the galley fire, for it is time to uncover a mystery far deeper than any cursed treasure or Kraken's lair. The secret of how money be created. Now, ye may think gold doubloons and silver pieces of eight be all there is to wealth. But nay, mateys, in this age of blinking boxes and wireless wonders, coin flows through invisible channels, conjured not by sorcery, but by banks, ledgers, and the sly sleight of hand known as modern finance. 'Tis a tale of central banks, fractional reserves, and digital trickery that would make even Davy Jones blink twice and clutch his purse tighter. Afore I jump in, allow me this one distraction. For about 100 years, we in this realm have been observing actors and actresses doing their thing on the silver screen. You would never guess that Arabella, the goddess of the Gunpowder Moon, enjoys chick flicks. Just last week, I found myself pondering this mystery while pretending to be enthralled by Julia in a scene involving eyelash fluttering and a feller climbing a fire escape with flowers. Aye, it were sweet like molasses on hardtack, but Blackbeard prefers the action adventure flicks with lots of shooting and blowing stuff up. So now, Arabella has discovered television and Hollywood movies that can now be enjoyed aboard ship with this wireless technology. So I very politely agreed to sit and binge-watch her romantic comedies in the evenings. Okay, so I didn't politely agree. It was a better alternative than being chopped up and fed to the fishes or sleeping on the cannon deck for the next year. Hey! Me just found out that when Chuck Norris was young, he became the first human being to go to the deepest spot in the ocean, the bottom of Mariana Trench. I guess that explains why scientists have not been able to find any living creatures down there.
Blackbeard, my favorite folly, I think I would like to enjoy Julia Roberts again tonight. If I had a gold coin for every heart she's healed on screen, I'd own half of Port Royal. In Pretty Woman, Darling, Julia made even a streetwalker look like a princess and made every woman believe she could be chosen.
I have to admit, dear, that even pirates enjoy watching her work. A woman with that kind of smile could run a crew of pirates and never raise her voice. But allow me to get back to work now, Bella. The tale of money's birth be a tale of pirates, kings, and wizards in suits, pulling levers and making treasure from nothing but trust and paper. Ahoy, me fine and curious crew. On this voyage of the Pirate's Code, we'll be diving into the mysterious waters of how money be created. Now, this subject be deeper than the Mariana Trench and slipperier than a greased mermaid. So I'll be giving ye just the surface currents today. A quick and simplified map for your mind. And let me make it clear, mates. What ye hear be the ghostly musings of a long-dead pirate who's seen kingdoms rise and fall. This be not financial advice, so don't be risking your doubloons without consulting a proper landlubber of a financial advisor. So then, how be this modern treasure called money conjured into existence? Well, now we sail in the age of fiat money, paper bills, and shiny coins that carry no treasure of their own. Or in college terms, they have no inherent value. They ain't backed by gold or silver, which can be melted, forged, or can be used in medical devices, industrial applications, electronics, and many other things. No, this new coin of the realm be valuable only because the crown decrees it so. Legal tender, they call it, meaning ye must use it in trade, 'cause the rulers say so. But here's the trick, me hearties. Most of the world's money ain't paper at all. Nay, it exists only in the ghostly world of digits, floating inside computers like phantom ships with no anchor. Now, mark this name in your captain's log. The Federal Reserve. Sounds mighty official, doesn't it? But don't be fooled. It ain't part of the U.S. government. 'Tis a private cartel owned by the biggest banks. If your curiosity runs as wild as a kraken, go search up a tale called The Creature from Jekyll Island. Aye, it'll curl your beard hairs. Now here's the real enchantment. Fiat money is born when debt is born. When the Federal Reserve loans coin to the government, it don't load up chests of gold onto ships. Nay, it types some digits into an account, and poof, the government suddenly has billions, sometimes trillions, to toss around like cannonballs. Same spell works at your local bank. When they grant you a loan for a house, or a ship, or a cargo of spices, the Fed pumps digits into the bank's hold, and the bank fills your digital chest. Thus, money is created out of thin air, like a ghost rising from the fog. And here's the kicker. The banks charge you interest on this make-believe coin, earning profit on treasure they never truly had. So every time a new debt be born, a new piece of fiat money sails into the world. So then, me hearty, what be the fiat world's version of digging for gold? 'Tis simple, getting other poor souls into debt. That be the new age plunder. In the old days, gold was mined from the bowels of the earth. Solid, heavy, valuable. But even gold, for all its gleam, don't stay rare forever. Every year, them miners dig up about 2% more of it. Slow, but steady, making all the old gold a wee bit less precious. But here's where the sorcery begins. The government, swinging its scepter through the Federal Reserve, can conjure up as many digital doubloons as it pleases. No shovels required. Each time they print more coin, whether by press or pixel, they water down the worth of every coin already in your chest. Imagine this. 1 year, 1,000 paper dollars buys ye 100 widgets. But if they print too much, and inflation hits 20%, the very next year, that same stash will only get ye 80 widgets. Not because widgets got fancier, but because your dollars be worth less, like watered down rum. The number of widgets stayed the same, only the coin got weaker. More dollars chasing the same booty drives up the price. Now, who be profiting from all this jiggery-pokery? Those who own assets, be mate. And as me old shipmate, Robert Kiyosaki, wisely says, an asset be anything that puts coin in your pocket. If it looks shiny but bleeds your purse, it ain't an asset. It's a trinket. Toss it in the sea. So when more money be printed, them paper bills start chasing after the same treasures. Real estate, stocks, bonds, gold, silver, ye name it. And what happens? The price of assets rises. Not 'cause they be more useful, but 'cause the ocean be swelling with more worthless paper floating about. Let me cast ye an example from the world of real estate. A favorite of many, a cunning corsair. Say you want to buy an investment shack on land. Ye only need to cough up 20% of the coin, borrowing the rest. If ye can rent it out for more than the loan payment, ye earn coin every moon. Aye, that be positive cash flow. A beautiful siren song to any sailor. Now, here comes the magic of the Fed's money printer. As they crank out more digital coin and the government fires trillions into the wind, the price of your property shoots up like a cannonball. That little house ye bought for $100,000 suddenly be worth $300,000. Sell the house, pay off your debt to the bank, and ye pocket $200,000 in profit. Now, don't be getting too proud, lad. You didn't become a financial wizard overnight. Ye simply understood the game. When the crown prints coin out of thin air, the value of hard assets rises with the tide. It be not sorcery, but economics with a peg leg and a pistol. Once you begin to grasp how banks conjure money out of thin air, like a deckhand pulling rum from an empty barrel, ye may begin to see ye too can do what the bankers do, but on a more humble scale. Aye, it's true, a clever pirate with contracts in hand can create treasure just like the Crown's money lenders. Here be how. Say ye buy a house for 100,000 gold doubloons. Then ye find a buyer who signs a scroll promising to rent the place and buy it later for $150,000. With that contract, you've done what the bankers do. You've created $50,000 out of the misty air. It goes right into your ledger under net worth. Ye be owed $150,000. Subtract the $100,000 ye still owe the bank, and you've got $50,000 in phantom equity. Later on, when the renter gets their own bank loan and pays you the $150,000, you pay off your original debt and keep $50,000 in coin without swinging a hammer or manning the sails. Just contracts and strategy, mate. In this strange land of fiat coin, the richest scalawags are the ones who borrow the most. Not to buy baubles or foolish trinkets, but to acquire assets. Real, scarce, valuable treasures that rise in worth faster than the cursed interest they be paying. But the poor souls and the honest middle class, they borrow to buy liabilities, cursed things that bleed coin from their pockets, shiny carriages, oversized huts, floating boats, things that lose value the minute ye sign the parchment. Here be an example for the greedy and the brave. Suppose you borrow $1,000,000 at 5% interest. Then you buy land that rises in value by 20% each year. After one turn of the sun, the property be worth $1.2 million. Refinance the lot, pull out $200,000 in fresh coin, pay $50,000 in interest, and ye be pocketing $150,000 in tax-free treasure. Why tax-free? Because it be borrowed money, not earned income. I, the tax man, can't touch what ye never earned. Repeat the plunder each year, so long as the Fed keeps printing and the tide of inflation keeps lifting your vessel. But here's where it gets real spicy, mates. If you use Bitcoin as your treasure of choice, this strategy becomes the stuff of legend. Learn from the great digital corsair himself, Michael Saylor. Go search his name on the enchanted scroll called YouTube and feast upon his interviews. Now then, Arabella, the powder keg with painted lips, be preparing for a shore excursion. Rumor has it, she's heading into a tavern with lanterns low and secrets high. So I'll end this broadcast, for I find myself sleeping on the cannon deck again. If you found this podcast or video worth the listen, chart your course to blackbeard.world, where more truths await in hidden coves and buried files. Until next tide, stack your treasure wisely, sign no cursed contracts, and never trade your future for trinkets!